Are we on? Yes? Hear me okay? Good. All right. So, I'll be wrapping up this evening. And just to remind everyone that Peter wrote this letter around 60 AD at a time when many first century followers of Christ were being persecuted for their beliefs. Peter was no stranger to this persecution. He was beaten and eventually put to death under the rule of the Roman Emperor Nero. Peter gave a lot of encouragement to suffering Christians, along with practical advice on how to conduct themselves during this growing time of Christianity. The text I will discuss tonight will be verses 13 to 17 in the second chapter, which focuses on the conduct of God's people in the midst of their suffering. In the NIV version of the Bible, these verses read, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor." After reading the passage, one of the first thoughts I had was, why and how could someone submit themselves to this cruel Roman emperor, Nero? Wouldn't it seem natural and just to want to revolt against this cruel tyrant? These thoughts are obviously not what Peter was relaying. The same theme comes up in Romans 13:1, when Paul stated, "Let everyone be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established." These lines spoken by Paul help to solidify the concept that our Creator has everything planned out, including those in political power. As a society, we hope that our leaders will punish those who do evil and praise those who do good. Oftentimes, though, situations may seem cruel and unfair. And this is a concept Peter was very aware of. He reminded Christians to obey, but also reminded them that it is for the Lord's sake that we obey. Now, there is a caveat to this rule, and let me illustrate with the Hollywood film, which happens to be one of my favorites. I think most of us are familiar with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. If you recall, two lower-ranking Marines carry out a code red order sent down from Colonel Jessup to haze another Marine, which ultimately leads to his death. The case ends up in court, where the two perpetrators are cleared of the murder charge, but are found guilty of conduct unbecoming a United States Marine, and they are both dishonorably discharged. Here we see how the two Marines were following the orders put forth before them by their emperor, but they obviously violated God's law. It was Peter's intent to relay that Christians should live according to the laws of the land as long as they do not violate God's laws. We should never be found guilty of conduct unbecoming a Christian. Remember that as Christians in society, we are representatives of Jesus Christ at all times. According to Warren Wiersbe, it is our responsibility to advertise God's virtues, especially when it comes to our relationship to government and people in authority. Peter stated in verse 15, "For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people." It is not our job to cause chaos, but rather to preserve order and peace. We need to show that we are Christians by always doing good. Through our persistent actions, we can muzzle the voices of our critics. Being respectful of our leaders is an important Christian behavior, even when the laws of the land and God's laws are in opposition. A great example is in the book of Daniel, when Daniel's three friends refused to worship the 90-foot gold statue or serve King Nebuchadnezzar's gods. As they realized their defiant behavior would result in them being thrown into a blazing furnace, Daniel's friends respectfully stood their ground and addressed the king as His Majesty. Here, Daniel's friends refused to violate God's law, yet were still respectful to the king. Remember, we may not agree with our leaders' politics or practices, but we must respect the position that they hold. Next, Peter states in line 16, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. So what exactly does it mean when Peter says to live as free people? Does this mean we can live our lives as we like and do as we please? No, he is talking about no longer being a slave to sin. In Galatians 5:13, Paul states, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Peter and Paul were both relaying similar messages and were trying to distinguish freedom to sin and freedom to serve. In fact, freedom to sin is not really freedom at all because you are enslaved to your sins and Satan. Paul also states in Romans 6:22, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefits you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. And further, in John 3:31-32, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus does not give us freedom to do what we want, but freedom to follow God. As Christians, we are free because we are the slaves of God. This may seem like a contradiction and not true freedom, since we are still slaves. But Jesus is the truth that sets us free. According to William Barclay's biblical commentary, only in Christ is a man so freed from self and sin that he can become as good as he ought to be. And finally, Peter states in verse 17, show proper respect to everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, honor the emperor. During this time, the Roman Empire consisted of 3 to 5 million slaves who were seen more as property rather than human beings. They were typically treated very poorly, but society accepted this as a norm. Here, Peter is emphasizing that we need to show respect to all human beings. In modern times, business owners such as myself should remember that our employees are not just human machines, but are human beings first, and should always be shown respect and understanding. Peter took respect to the next level when he talked about loving the family of believers. We should all strive to love our Christian brothers and sisters, as well as our church, as this represents our extended family. Next, Peter instructed Christians to fear God and honor the emperor. In Proverbs 24:21, Solomon also stated, fear the Lord and the king, my son. We are to honor the emperor or king or president because we fear the Lord. So, in closing, I want everyone to reflect on their own conduct. Specifically, do you submit to authority so long as you are not violating your conscience or God's laws? Second, do you use your freedom to serve or do you use it to sin? And finally, do you show respect to all? Thank you for your attention.